This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The U.S. Senate's three black members introduced a bill that would make lynching a federal hate crime. The move came more than 2 weeks after a similar bill was introduced in the House of Representatives. Nearly 200 anti-lynching bills were introduced in Congress from 1882 to 1986. None were approved. The Homeland Security Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, told lawmakers in May that migrants paid $500 million a year to groups fueling violence and instability in the region. A decade ago, Mexicans and Central Americans paid between $1,000 and $3,000 for clandestine passage into the U.S. Now they hand over up to $9,200 for the same journey, the Department of Homeland Security reported last year. These figures have continued to rise, according to interviews at migrant shelters in Mexico. Millennial socialists are rising. Three young progressive women running for the state legislature in Pennsylvania, each endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America, won decisive primary victories over men heavily favored by the political establishment. Two of the women, Summer Lee, 30, and Sarah Inamorato, 32, ousted incumbents who are members of an iconic Pennsylvania political family. In reaction to the Supreme Court's Janus decision, lawmakers who believe in collective bargaining have approved measures in California and New Jersey that require government agencies to let union representatives meet new employees at orientation events, which could help stem losses. Federal board overseeing Puerto Rico's finances voted to cut bondholder payments, university scholarships, municipal subsidies, and public employee bonuses after lawmakers didn't adopt at-will employment laws designed to spark hiring and economic growth. Intelligence officials citing new evidence conclude that North Korea does not intend to fully surrender its nuclear stockpile, U.S. officials said. The assessment stands in sharp contrast to President Trump's exuberant comments following his summit with Kim Jong-un, when he declared that there is no longer a nuclear threat. The Trump administration plans to detain migrant families together in custody rather than release them, according to a new court filing that suggests such detentions could last longer than the 20 days envisioned by a court settlement. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFA.